AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time now for our Caregiver Corner program. Lark Trigg's dad is with us. Hello,
good
Lark.
Morning. How are you?
I am good.
Yeah.
You have brought along all kinds of things for me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You have a flyer.
Yeah.
You have pictures.
Yes.
Artwork. The Smothers Brothers.
Do you remember them? No, I know this is really dating us.
Oh, no. No, everybody should remember Tommy and Dickie Smothers.
They're funny.
Funny guys.
And this was their big deal.
Mom Always Liked You Best.
Yeah.
Was the 8th comedy album by the Smothers Brothers. And it reached number 39 on Billboard album chart.
Yeah. And, you know, I just remember mostly the television part of it all. But.
Well, today's topic is about siblings and caregiving.
Yep.
And it can be a real struggle sometimes, they say.
Yeah. Well, personally, I can't speak to this because I'm an only child.
Ah.
However, my career involves working with families, and there are good times and there are not so good times. Siblings, or in some cases, step-siblings, might not have a model for how to work together to handle caregiving and the many practical, emotional, and financial issues that go with it. There is no clear path guiding who should do what, no roadmap for how siblings should interact as mature adults. And while some families are able to work out differences, many others struggle.
Many others struggle, yes.
Yeah.
Siblings are also going through a major emotional passage that stirs up feelings from childhood. Watching our parents age and die is one of the hardest things in life, and everybody in the family will handle it just a little differently.
So a humorous writer about caregiving wrote about some toxic types of sibling roles, and he begins with the martyr, who stoically drudge along, doing what needs to be done, all of the while resenting everyone and letting them know that you resent them.
Or maybe you are the smart one.
Aha!
You think your way's the best way, and you aren't willing to concede that your sibling might be right after all, even now and then.
How about the criticizer? You are nearly as involved in the care of your parent as your sibling, yet you, Monday morning quarterback, every action and decision your siblings make.
The lawyer.
No.
You argue every aspect, and nothing gets done except arguing. Or maybe you're the warrior, or you have always seen your siblings as adversaries, and you're primed for battle on every decision until you win.
There you go. Lastly, you could be a denier. You simply do not believe that your parent is as bad off as your siblings say, and you discount the dire warnings they are giving you. Now, these roles may seem extreme, but when folks are under stress, they act out more of their inner tendencies.
Family dynamics were present prior to your caring for your parent, and you may not be able to resolve existing conflicts now to your satisfaction. It is not worth a family boxing match. It's just not.
I've seen a few. And the important thing is, you know, be sure what your parent hoped for before their decline began. And that's why planning ahead is so important to prevent crisis decision-making at a time when the entire family is the most vulnerable.
And you've noted here that the Aging Services Coalition of North Iowa is having a caregiver conference on November 5th, and I know I can see that you are noted on the program, quite prominently on the program,
well,
as a matter of fact,
that
Lark.
Wasn't necessary, but
yes, you are.
But there, you know, the Aging Service Coalition put this together. They've been working hard on it. I have a little part other than trying to deliver the message. And it's free for caregivers. That's what's really important.
Free?
Free, yeah. All you have to
free
do,
is a good word.
They like it.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And then also then professional staff can get continuing education units, and that fee is minimal. It's like $15. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so November 5th, and the flyers are being mailed out now, and I think there might be a number on there that you can call, but I
Call 422-4358.
Yeah.
Or 888-466-4222.
Yeah. And that's like just going out today to all the area folks.
Yeah, that's out of NIAC.
Yep.
North Iowa Area Community College Continuing Education Department.
You
nice
got it.
Flyer. Did you put this together?
No, I didn't. That the team, the committee that worked on it, they do this caregiving conference every year, and I've attended many. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they bring in outside speaker, but I get the honor of being there this year.
Well, good.
Awesome.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right.
Lark, always good to see you.
You too.
Caregiver Corner.
All right.
On AM 1300 KGLO. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is this week's program.